I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
This is John Batchelor speaking with my colleague Judy Dempsey in Berlin, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, about Olaf Scholz, the Chancellor of Germany, leading a coalition. Most unpopular right now. Why? It has to do with Ukraine war and security and the German economy. In immediate terms, Ben Wallace, a former defense minister in the United Kingdom, has said pithily, Mr. Scholz is the wrong man in the wrong job at the wrong time. Judy has an interpretation. What is striking here is that nominally this is about a security leak by the Bundeswehr. Nominally this is about Olaf Scholz's opinion that the Taurus missile will not be shipped to Ukraine, giving Ukraine strike capability that it needs to go after the Kerch Bridge. Nominally, this is about Olaf Scholz leading a coalition that is not certain about the defense of Europe. However, it's turning into a contest between Olaf Scholz and Emmanuel Macron, the president of France. Here's Judy to explain the trouble, the political trouble for the Chancellor of Germany.
It's the opinion in Germany, the opinion polls for Chancellor Scholz and his Social Democrats. They are just so low. They've plummeted, maybe 14 or 50%. They are absolutely abysmal. And I don't think Ben Wallace, the former UK defence minister, is sort of getting at Scholz. What the Brits are doing is they're saying, let's pull together and see how we're going to get a kind of victory for Ukraine. And Britain has been really very interesting in defending Ukraine with all sorts of equipment and missiles. But the perception and the opinion of Olaf Scholz here in Germany is just so miserable.
More of this later. Thank you.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house. In small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients. Plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals. And safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing. No filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.